Many members who pray very hard at the SC and Garden Grove.
感谢神在这个灵恩布道会的时候，很多弟兄姐妹他们都很热心的祷告。
So this speech convocation seemed to be a very successful one.
所以这一次延宁教会的灵恩布道会是相当的成功。
Even though two babies got baptized.
有两个这个新受洗婴孩。
One was only like 3-4 months, and the other one's almost a year, so it's quite small.
一个是三四个月，一个是一岁。
Another thing, we also really praise and thank God for Brother Sunny.
同时我们也为 Brother Sunny 的事来感谢神。
And praise and thank God, he'll be able to find a place actually not so far from here, and it's a very reasonable price for him. So we praise and thank God for that.
他能够在教会附近找到一个不是很贵的这个公寓。
Because he need to move out of his apartment by the 14th of this month, so God really provided for him.
因为他本来就是这个月的14号要离开他原来的公寓，所以神已经为他安排好了。
And you already have known that our brother Tom had passed away.
那么大家也知道，那是Tom弟兄过世了。
And praise and thank God that the youth will be able to go and visit him the Tuesday, 2 days before he passed away.
在他还没有过世的两天之前，我们有教会的这个年轻的弟兄姐妹去看望他。
That Tuesday night when we saw him, he was so skinny.
这个礼拜二我们去看他的时候。 他已经是非常的骨瘦如柴。
Because during that time, the family, pretty much refused for the caretaker to continue to feed him because he had really hard time eating and also drinking water.
因为当时他们的家人已经拒绝继续让他能够进食，因为他的这个消化各方面的这个。
So because of this, when last Tuesday, when we went to visit him, we pretty much saying goodbye to him.
所以上个礼拜二我们去看他的时候，等于是我们跟他说道别的时候。
Because without water, we know it cannot last for a long time.
因为我们也知道他不会再能够处理多久的时间。
So praise and thank God, God had bring him back for himself, and he doesn't have to suffer anymore.
那么神感谢神，神已经召他回去了，说他已经这个息了世上的劳苦。
And last night, Brother Sunny and I we went to the Moy service at their church.
那么昨天我跟 Sunny 呢就去参加他们那边的教会的这个丧礼。
One interesting when his son was speaking about his father Tom.
这个他的儿子在提到他父亲的时候。
And Tom never told them that he was also come to our church, right? Because usually Sunday, he goes to his son's church. And then Saturday, he comes here.
事实上呢，这个汤姆弟兄从来没有跟那些别的教会人提到说是他来到我们正耶稣教会，因为他礼拜六参加我们聚会，那礼拜天又在参加那个教会的聚会。
And it just happened one time that his son went to visit him on a Saturday, and the father is gone. It's like, where did he go? It's like, oh, he went to True Jesus Church, at his church, you know.
所以有一次呢，他儿子礼拜六去看他，他不在，才知道说他去他的这个教会，就是我们教会。So
we really praise and thank God that God allowed him to go back and not to suffer anymore.
所以我们感谢神，神也是息了他世上的劳苦，所以他不要再受苦了。So
another thing that's really praise and thank God that my niece Evelyn in Boston got baptized this previous Sunday.
那还有呢，就是我的这个侄女 Evelyn，在上个礼拜的时候。
So we really, I really truly praise and thank God for that.
所以我真的是很感谢神。And
let's turn to the book of Proverbs chapter 17.
我们来看这个箴言的第十七章。2
weeks ago, we have studied wisdom regarding friendship.
在两个礼拜之前，我们也提到就是交朋友的智慧。And
we say that those who have friends, they themselves must be friendly.
那么有提到说，这个要结交朋友的本身呢。 他们自己能够跟人家友善的相处。
But what is a true friend?
那么到底什么是一个真实的朋友？
Like in chapter 17, verse 17.
我们看17章的第17节。
A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity.
说朋友乃时常信赖，弟兄为患难而生。
So a good friend be able to comfort his friend in good time and bad times.
所以做朋友的，不管是在这
Because a true friend should be able to love his friend in any kind of circumstances.
一个真实的朋友，不管是在什么样的处境之下，能够真实的爱对方。
And this will also be a way for us to love our Lord Jesus Christ.
那么这样子的心态也是我们学习怎样子的爱主耶稣。
Because those of us who follow his commandment, we are his friends.
因为我们还遵从这个主耶稣的诫命的，我们就是他的门徒，是他的朋友。
If we are truly his friend, we should love God in all kinds of circumstances.
那么我们既然是做主的朋友的，不管在任何情况之下，我们都有爱主的心。
This means during happy time, we love God.
所以呢，这个在快乐时候我们爱主。During
trial and tribulation, we also love God.
在患难试炼的时候，我们也是要爱主。And
then if you go to chapter 18, verse 24.
然后我们继续看第十八章的第二十四节。And
it says here, a man who has friends must himself be friendly, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother.
所以人家朋友的自己败坏，但有一朋友比弟兄更亲密。Even
though every single one of us we are brothers and sisters.
我们每一位这个做弟兄姐妹的。But
at the same time, we also must be friends to one another.
我们要彼此互相做朋友。Because
some brothers or some friends that we have as brother. Will stick closer than our own biological brother.
因为这个做弟兄的，有时候呢，比我们这个骨肉至亲还更加的亲密。
And then also in chapter 27, verse 9.
然后看27, verse 9.
Yes, 27, verse 9.
27章第9节.
This we all have studied before last 2 weeks ago. Just going over a little bit, that's all.
上两星期我们也谈到这一点。
Chapter 27, verse 9.
27章第9节
Ointment and perfume delight the heart, and the sweetness of man's friend gives delight by a hearty counsel.
他说高油与香料使人心喜悦，朋友诚实的劝教也是如此甘美。
We know ointment is to put on something to heal certain things. For example, if you get a mosquito bite, if you put a certain kind of ointment on, you'll be able to get rid of it.
这个高油，这个比方说都是我们给虫咬了。 我们就涂一些油，然后呢，我们就会觉得好多了。But
perfume is something that gives a sweet-smelling aroma.
那么这个香料呢，就是使我们闻到这个香的味道。And
both ointment and perfume delight the heart.
所以那个高油或者是香料都使人心喜悦。But
the sweetness of a man's friend give delight the hearty counsel.
那么朋友诚实的劝教也是如此的甘美。So
in other words, actually, the most sweet things that a person can experience. Is when a friend of yours gives such wisdom when it comes to giving advice or counsel.
所以呢，这个使人感到最甘美的，就是他得到这个朋友诚实的劝教。
Because every single one of us, we one day and another, we will go to trial and tribulation.
因为我们迟早都会遇到这个患难试炼。
And sometimes we also seek for wisdom to resolve certain things.
那有时候我们也要寻找这个智慧。 所以我们能够解决一些难题。So
we have a close friend, this friend can help us out.
所以若是我们一个至亲的朋友的话呢，这个朋友可以帮助我们。Can
counsel us to the right direction.
可以教导我们走上正路。And
the same thing, if we are that friend, we also must be able to counsel our friend to go to the right direction.
那我们对我们的朋友也是要这样子如此的教导，使他们走上正路。And
also, let's turn to chapter 20, verse 19.
我们看20章的第19节
Chapter 20, verse 19
20章19节
This is the kind of friends that we do not want
那么这里所提到的就是我们所不需要的朋友
Because sometimes even though sometimes maybe we feel lonely because we have no friends
有时候我们觉得一个人孤单因为他没有朋友
But it doesn't mean that every time someone want to be our friends we want to be friends with them
但是呢，不是说每一个想跟你结交的，你都是可以做他朋友。
Because some friends is not good for us.
因为有些的朋友并不是好的。
Just like in chapter 20, verse 19.
像20章的第19节说。
He who goes about as a tale bearer reveals secret. Therefore, do not associate with one who flatter with his lips.
因为这个来往传舌的要泄露密事，那么大张嘴的不可以他结交。
So in other words, these friends always say something nice about you, but when he's not with you, always gossip about things that you don't want him to tell.
所以呢，这样子的人，就是来往传舌的，在你面前这个讲赞美的话，但是在你背后，就是很多的对你的批评。
So that's why nowadays it's very difficult to find a true friend.
所以呢，今天的世代。 很难找一个真实的朋友。
Because a true friend, you be able to tell everything that your heart desires, then they be able to keep it as a secret.
啊，因为都是一个真实的朋友的话呢，那你可以让啊这个自己啊这个倾心的啊跟他交谈心中所有的感觉，
but,
那么也不怕他会传出去。
But sometimes if we are that friend, and if people tell us many secret things, are so very difficult to keep it inside.
啊，但是呢，有时候当别人跟我们讲一些秘密的事的时候，啊，我们很难结得很难啊，要在心里头保持这个秘密。
So in other words, we should not associate with people who really like to gossip.
啊，所以呢，我们不要跟那些来往传舌人结交。
Because when people gossip, it's never concluded in a positive way.
啊，因为这来往传舌的啊，他们的结论啊，都不是正面的。
And also, let's turn to chapter 22.
啊，我们看这个二十二章。
Verse 24 and verse 25.
二十四节跟二十五节。
Make no friendship with an angry man, and with a furious man do not go.
啊，说不啊，这个好生气的人不要与他结交，暴怒的人不可以他来往。
And then verse 25 says, "Lest you learn his ways and set a snare for your soul."
二十五节说，恐怕你效仿他的行为，自己就陷在网罗里。
These are so kind of person, a friend that we do not want.
那么这也是啊，我们所不需要的朋友。
A person who have short temper.
啊，就是那个好生气的。
Because it says here, make no friendship with an angry man.
啊，因为说好生气的不可跟他结交。
And with a furious man, do not go.
啊，这个暴怒的人不可以他来往。
Because if you do that, then maybe we can learn from his way, and then we set a snare for ourselves.
啊，因为恐怕我们笑他的行为，啊，自己就陷在网罗里。
You know, sometimes when we have friends.
啊，有时候我们有些朋友。
And this friend sometimes is so calm.
啊，那么这朋友呢，他很这个平，感觉他很平静。
Even though they're in a very difficult situation.
啊，就是在很困难的时候。
But they always be able to stay so calm. So because of this, when they see they act like that, we also want to act like them.
啊，所以在看到一个人在很困难的时候，他能够保持这个平静的心，啊，我们看到这种人，我们也很想学习他。
It's no different if you hang out with someone who have a bad temper.
那么你跟那些啊这个坏脾气啊这个来往的时候就不一样了。
This means every time something goes wrong, they always go very crazy and get very angry.
啊，因为这个好生气的人啊，当他们遭遇到这个啊困难或者是不顺的事的时候，他们就生气。
For example, my little nephew, the 4-year-old one, my little nephew.
就好像我这个啊四岁的这个侄儿。
Actually, he's from my sister's side, so my sister has a very bad temper.
啊，是他是我这个啊姐妹。啊的生的孩子，那他们都有不太好的脾气。
And every time she talks, she always yell.、Right?
啊，所以呢，这个我的姐妹每次讲话，她都会这个大声尖叫。
And a lot of times she yell at my parents.
啊，她也会对我的父母亲来尖叫。
And of course, this is a thing that I really dislike.
啊，那么这种事情我不喜欢。
So what happened? I realized my little nephew also started yell at my parents too, right? Started yell at them.
那么我看到我这个小的侄儿呢，他也会啊对他的这个。啊，公公啊，这个婆婆也会这样尖叫。
For example, in the morning, I tell my parents to not turn on the television.
啊，比方说在早上的时候，我告诉我的父母亲啊，不要这个开电视。
Because my nephew need to sleep, to stay in bed.
啊，因为这个四岁的这个侄儿，他需要在床上睡觉。
So when my parents don't turn on television, then he started yelling, screaming at them to turn on the television. Right? He's only 4 years old.
啊，那么他虽然是四岁呢。啊，这个我父母亲不愿意打开电视，那他就吵着要他们打开电视。
Just like tonight.
啊，像今天。
When I got to the church.
啊，我到教会。
And all of a sudden, my niece called me up and say, Savandara, that's my nephew. Say he's yelling at your grandparents again.
啊，那么我的侄女跟我讲说，这个 Savandara 又跟他的公公婆婆在争吵了。
And now he has not had time to ride his bike. I punished him with his bike for so many times already, but he still cannot learn, right?
啊，那么我很多次呢就处罚他，让他不能骑脚踏车。
And the reason is like this, actually, because his mother. His mother has very bad temper.
那么他这个四岁的孩子会这样子的啊举动，就是因为他的母亲是很不好脾气的。
Because his mother disrespect her parents, so he also feel he had the right to disrespect his grandparents.
啊，因为这四岁的孩子，他的父母亲呢就觉得不需要尊重。啊，他自己的父母亲啊，所以这个孙子呢也不尊重他的。
This not only will come with anger, but also come with everything else too. Our friends, if our friends have bad habit, then this means we also should not associate with them.
啊，所以这不只是啊这个啊生气的人啊，就是呢啊 类似这种行为的人，我们都不想跟他们结交。
Because sooner or later we will follow their ways.
啊，因为都是跟他们结交的话呢，你迟早也会。
And most time we don't even know, but we also will follow their ways.
啊，那我们不晓得什么时候，我们也会陷在这种网络里头。
So these kind of people should not make friendship with them.
啊，所以像这种人，我们不应该跟他们结交。
But of course, if these people they do not know Jesus.
啊，当然这种人他们不知道耶稣。
And they want to come to know Jesus.
啊，他们要看来要来认识耶稣。
Of course, we have to be friend with them.
那么这种情况，我们当然要跟他
们结交。In a sense that we have a hope that Jesus will be able to, to help them out.
啊，因为我们希望啊，这个主耶稣可以帮助他们。
And let us turn to chapter 25.
啊，我们看第25章。
Verse 18.
第十八节。
Chapter 25, verse 18.
25章的18节。
Let's start from verse 17 first.
啊，从17节读起。
Seldom set foot in your neighbor's house, lest he become weary of you and hate you.
啊，他说你的脚要少进邻舍的家，恐怕他厌烦你，恨恶你。
So how? This is another way that we really need to do to maintain friendship.
啊，那么这个呢，就是我们当做的，若是你要维持这个友谊关系的话。
So even though we are good friends with our friends or with the brothers and sisters.
啊，虽然说我们跟啊哪位弟兄姐妹啊有很好的这个交往。
But we should seldom set foot in a neighbor's house.
但是呢，这边圣经讲说，我们的脚要少进邻舍的家。
Because even the person is your good friend, but we're always there, and you know, draining them out sooner or later, they will feel very burdensome, right?
啊，但是呢，你这做朋友的啊，你经常到人家的家去打扰他，那么迟早呢，啊，他们会受不了你。
For example, when I first came to Christ.
啊，比方说，当我刚信主的时候。
And at that time, of course, we love brother and sister very much.
那么当时候，我当然是很爱教会的弟兄姐妹。
And at that time, of course, sometimes the sisters come to stay with us 1 week, 2 weeks. It's very easy, right? 1 week or 2 weeks.
啊，所以有时候教会的姐妹到我们家就住一个礼拜、两个礼拜。
But one time, a sister came to stay with us for 6 months.
啊，但是呢，有一次有个姐妹一来就六个月。
It was so difficult.
啊，那当然这很困难了。
Because you know, 6 months means you see the person every single day. Right?
啊，这个六个月当中，你每天都看他。
And that time she played the cello, right? And the cello, she's really good at it, but it's just the noise like, every single day.
那么她每天都弹这个 cello. What is cello?
It's like a big violin.
哦，大提琴。哦、
yeah.
每天弹这个大提琴。啊，那。我们都要听他弹这个大提琴。
So that time we just became so weary, even though we love her very much as a sister, right?
啊，说虽然说我们很啊爱她像一个姐妹啊，但是我们受不了她每天这个大提琴的。
Then another sister came to stay with us for 1 year.
那么还有另外一个姐妹一来就一住就一年。
And this sister, she is so loving, so kind. She doesn't play the cello on Sunday, just read her newspaper. But still, it's so burdensome because.That's why I know the GA, when the pastor goes somewhere, they always, you have to fly, come back home right away. We cannot stay there too long, right?
啊，所以呢，当总会派一个传道到一个地方去的时候呢，啊，要求这传道完了就赶快回来，你不能在那个地方待太久。
For example, I drove down to Garden Grove this time.
啊，比方说这一次，上一次我就是开车到这个啊延陵教会。
And then Sunday after the special convocation, I drove back.
啊，礼拜天啊，这个结束了灵恩布道会，我就开车回来。
What happened if I stayed an extra like 2 days, something Monday and also Tuesday, right?
啊，但是呢，都是我在这边停啊，比方说礼拜天、礼拜二。
Yes, even though people, you know, brother and sister love God's work very much.
啊，虽然说弟兄姐妹啊，他们很爱传道人。
But Monday and Tuesday, because all week they're so tired already, right? As evangelical service from Wednesday night to Sunday, all very tired. So if I'm staying, they have to entertain me, right? Then it's very difficult.
啊，但是想想这个弟兄姐妹从礼拜三开始到礼拜天，啊，每天参加灵恩布道会也是有点身心疲倦的。啊，我都是继续停留在那里，那他们要增多很多他们的麻烦。
So that's why the GA make a point. They tell us in TTP, right?If you go somewhere, you must come back as soon as you can.
啊，所以在神学训练的时候，啊，这个总会的传道就跟我们讲，啊，你做完了一个圣工，你就赶快回来。
And when you go there, don't go so early. Go right just before the service. The convocation start.
啊，这个你要到那个地方去，啊，你不要提早几天就去，啊，叫
But I mean, if we truly love one another,
所以我们都是真实的相爱的话,
of course, even though our friends come to our house every single day, we'd feel fine.
当然都是我们的朋友每天, 登门造访,
but we at the same time, we also must have wisdom not to go so often to that person's house.
但是我们也有智慧, 我们不要经常, 去打扰别人。
And usually, for example, that, you know, during the daytime, I usually have, you know, lunch with different youth, right? Around the Bay Area.
常常呢就在白天的时候, 中午, 我会跟, 在我们湾区的, 年轻的弟兄姐妹, 一起吃饭。
And every time I go, they always want to pay for me, right? They always want to pay, want to pay.
每次我跟他们吃饭, 他们都要跟我付钱。
I know they say this from the bottom of their hearts.
我知道他们从心里头, 这样子说了。
But I also know that it's not right.
但是我知道这样也不对。
Because if I, you know, use this, if I just go and every time they pay for me, then of course, sooner or later, you just feel, hey, you know, what's going on, right? I mean, even though they don't mean it, but it will become like this.
但是呢,都是每次都让人家, 这个付钱的话呢, 我相信迟早他们会觉得这不对的。
So now every time I go out with them, I must tell them, yes, you have to also let me pay. If you don't let me pay, I won't go. Right?
所以呢, 有时候我又跟他们讲说, 我跟你们吃饭, 有时候要我来付钱, 要不然的话我就不跟你们吃饭。
So in other words, actually, we should not abuse, you know, the friend that we have.
所以呢, 我们就不要, 这个常常, 在自己的朋友, 的身上呢, 来这个贪小便宜。
Even though some friend is very generous.
虽然说有些朋友, 他们是会常常,
yes, they can allow you to stay in the house, you know, for long as you want.
他们可以让你, 不管是多久, 都住在他们家里。
But at the same time, we also use, you know, our love towards them too.
但是呢, 我们也知道, 我们也是要爱他们。
So that's why I say, seldom set your foot in your neighbor's house.
所以在, 所以我们才会讲说呢, 我们不要经常, 这个上,
because even though this neighbor can love us very much, but sometimes we also can become weary.
但是呢, 虽然说他们是很好的朋友, 但是迟早呢, 他们也会觉得厌烦。
Then verse 18,
第18节,
a man who be a false witness against his neighbor is like a club, a sword, and a sharp arrow. I'm sorry, chapter 25, verse 18. I'm sorry.
25章的18节,
chapter 25, verse 18.
25章18节,
it says, a man who bears false witness against his neighbor is like a club, a sword, and a sharp arrow.
说做假见证现在临射的, 就像大锤, 像利刀, 像快剑。
So if we want to maintain this friendship,
所以我们都是要维持这个友谊,
we cannot lie.
我们不能说谎。
We have to be very truthful to one another.
我们要彼此都有真实的心。
Because if you have a friend who's he always be a false witness, I mean always lie, then it's like a club, a sword, and a sharp arrow. This means it can hit us in all different ways, right?
因为做假证的话呢, 就像这个大锤、利刀或者是快剑, 随时都会伤害。
Because a club is a weapon is very used very differently than a sword.
因为像这大锤跟利刀, 或者是快剑, 用字不一样。
And an arrow is used very different also from the club and the sword.
这个利刀, 跟大锤或者是快剑也不一样。
So in other words, if we always bear false witness, we lie about something, this means it's like we can get hurt from many different directions.
所以都是我们做假见证的话呢, 那么表示呢, 我们, 从不同方向会受到, 这个损害。
So that's why it's so important in any kind of relationship.
所以呢, 不管在什么样的情况之下,
we always should be very truthful to one another.
就是说彼此诚心相待。
Because if you lie to each other once, then that person can never be your good friend again.
因为你都是说谎, 那么以后呢, 他就不会成为你的朋友了。
For example, like my wife and I.
就好像我的太太跟我。
If I lie something, you know, if I lie about something to her,
都是我跟她, 这个欺哄或撒谎。
And for her to trust me again is very, very difficult.
那以后呢, 她要再信任我就很难了。
But of course, if we are liars, we are son of Satan anyway.
因为当然我们说谎的话呢, 我们就是魔鬼的儿子。
But sometimes we don't think that in relationship with people, we also must not be a false witness.
那么但是我们从来没有想到跟, 跟别人的关系呢, so 我们不能够做假见证。
We must be very truthful to one another.
我们要是个非常彼此的诚心相待。
Even though sometimes maybe it's very painful to be truthful that person.
虽然说有时候呢, 要跟对方, 这个真实相待也是很困难的事。
But we must be truthful.
但是我们还是要, 真实的相待。
And then verse 19, chapter 25, verse 19.
那25章的19节,
say, confidence in unfaithful men in a time of trouble is like a bad tooth and foot out of joint.
说困难的时候, 依靠不忠诚的人, 就好像破坏的牙, 或者是错, 骨缝的脚。
This is a very beautiful saying.
这样的说法是很好的。
Because if you have no, if you have confidence in unfaithful men in time of trouble, it's like a bad tooth.
因为你若是这个依靠这个一个不忠诚的人的话呢，这就像真的像这个破坏的牙。
So I mean, if we want to maintain a friendship with people,
所以要这个维持好的这个友谊关系。
We must be faithful.
我们要忠诚。
That means we must be trustworthy.
就是说我们是可以做一个可信靠的人。
Because it's not like a bad tooth, it's not only painful, but also it's very annoying. You cannot do anything with it.
因为这个坏的牙不仅是痛而且呢，你实在是没有办法用它。
And the same thing, foot that's out of joint.
同样的这个这个错骨缝的脚。
It's painful, also you cannot use it.
这个错的骨缝的脚是很痛，而且你不
能走路。So that's why if we really can find someone who really want to be our friends.
所以都是我们要找到一个真实做我们朋友的人。
They mean they be able to trust us, that we are faithful to them.
就说他们可以信靠我们，我们对他们要忠诚。
And we know all this characteristic about friendship is God Himself. Jesus Himself is the one our best friend.
那么提到这种种的这个友谊的关系，但是我们知道主耶稣就是我们至好的朋友。
Because no matter how much we pray to him, he can never get sick of us.
因为我们不管多少次来向主耶稣这个祈求，他总是不会拒绝我们。
And he never ever can lie to us.
他也不会跟我们撒谎。
And he's always faithful. We always can trust in the Lord Jesus Christ.
那么主耶稣是永远可以信靠的。
So that's why actually this friendship is to find someone who.Manifest the characteristic of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这边提到这些好的朋友事实上呢就是在他的各种不同的性情表现。
And for us to manifest,
像神的这个性格一样。
For us to manifest this kind of characteristic, we need to pray.
那么要让我们也有这样子的性格表现的话呢，那我们要常常的祷告。
And without prayer, we cannot reach this kind of this kind of goal that we want.
因为若是不借着祷告，我们达不到这样的目标。
That is to be really a true friend to our brothers and sisters.
那么这就是这样做，我们才能够对我们弟兄姐妹才能够学习做真实的朋友。
And be a true friend to our spouse.
我们对我们的这个配偶也做真实的朋友。
Be a true friends to our parents.
对我们父母亲也是做真实的朋友。
Be a true friends to our siblings.
那么对我们的这个。兄弟姐妹也是一样。
So now we're going to pray together.
现在我们要一起祷告。
We continue to pray for the evangelical service and spiritual convocation.
我们继续要快来到的灵恩布道会来祷告。
And we know also our picnic is this coming Sunday.
那么这礼拜天呢，我们有办这个野餐郊游。
An open house on Saturday afternoon.
这个礼拜六下午有这个教会的开放日。
So we pray that God move our hearts go out and preach the gospel.
所以我们祷告求神感动我们的心。我们要对外去 传扬福音。
Even though sometimes we are very tired preaching the gospel.
虽然有时候我们也会觉得这个身心疲倦 but, 对传福音的事情。
But we must continue to preach.
但是我们要继续的传扬福音。
Because it's the task that God has given to us.
因为这样的工作是神已经交付给我们的。
And also pray for brothers and sisters of weak in faith.
也为这些信心软弱的弟兄姐妹祷
告。I mean, Sister Diane haven't come to church for a while.
这个戴安姐妹有一段时间没有来教会了。
The reason for this is she's very depressed.
因为她最近呢非常的沮丧。
Because right now she's going through a lot of difficult times.
因为这个时候呢，她也经过很多不同的这个困难。
So we pray for her.
我们为她祷告。
We pray for Brother Sunny.
为这个山里弟兄祷告。
We pray for all the brothers and sisters in Pacifica Church.
为这个 Pacifica 教会的弟兄姐妹来祷告。
Let's come and pray together.
我们大家一起到前面来祷告。